UNICEF is working with the Council of Europe's One in Five campaign. You've just come out of a meeting today with the Council of Europe's DOSTA team. Does this suggest that there may well be ground for a growing relationship between UNICEF and the Council of Europe in the future?
There's already a strong relationship because so many of the issues that the Council of Europe is very much focused on are also UNICEF issues. If you're looking at human rights, which is, you know, a key point for the Council, we are involved in child rights. So they are basically the same. If you look at the various campaigns that the Council is involved in, what we find for UNICEF is that the CCIS region, which is my region, incorporates a huge amount of what is the Council of Europe's mandated area as well. So there's a huge numbers of commonalities there, both in terms of issues and in terms of the targets that we wish to reach.
Do you think in the past that there may well have been a sense of a kind of, this is our turf, we dominate in this area, and another organisation may have its own turf, and that kind of mindset has disappeared now, and that there is a growing understanding that many of the issues that each organisation works on are common, so it's better to come together?
I don't think any major international organisation any longer can work alone, full stop. I think that the complexities that we are all facing are common to each other. We need to pool our resources. We need to develop very strong partnerships in order to be able to achieve what I see, and I think what most organisations see, as a common result, a common objective.
You were in this meeting this morning about the potential for working with the Council of Europe's DOSTA campaign. Clearly, the issue of Roma children is one that's important to you. Give us your analysis of the situation of Roma children in Europe at the moment.
In Eastern Europe and Southeastern Europe, the situation is dire. UNICEF has taken a strategic approach to look at what we call equity, which is, in order to make sure that all rights are realised, we have to focus on those people whose rights are the worst, the most vulnerable, the most discriminated against, the poorest, the lowest 20% of a society in terms of poverty, the most marginal part of a society in terms of its integration or its participation in society as a whole. And what you find again and again in Southeastern Europe and Eastern Europe is that Roma sit outside the mainstream of societies. If we are to do programs, for example, on health, we find that the general population has immunization coverage rates, for example, 95%, which is great. But you go to a Roma community and it's 25%. That means Roma children are going to be of much, much worse health than anybody else in the general community. And indeed, will suffer from epidemics such as measles, which will kill them. If we look at Roma, if we look at juvenile justice or children in contact with the law in Southeastern Europe, we find, once again, you have Roma children there as well. If we are to try to get children or stop putting children, abandoned children, into state-run orphanages, we find that Roma children, again, in Southeastern Europe, are predominant amongst those children who are abandoned. So again and again, what we find in our world, and that's the UNICEF area of interest, we find Roma children are disproportionately represented and therefore must be addressed in terms of equity.
There is some cynicism amongst Roma activists that international organisations, UNICEF, the Council of Europe, to name two, are taking a lead on many of these key issues. But the result of that is that national governments then feel that they don't need to do as much. What do you make of that criticism?
Well, we work in cooperation with national governments, and perhaps those critics should look at us in a slightly different way. What they should do is say, look, we have relationships with these governments. We are an intergovernment organisation. We have memorandums of understanding with these governments which deal with issues. Therefore, governments will come to us to look for support and advice on issues that concern them. Also, UNICEF can go to governments and advocate to governments, hey, come on, I think we've got a problem here, let's try and deal with it. So rather than saying, oh, well, you know, we want to take the lead or we want to take the glory or whatever it is, we don't. We want to be good partners. That's the whole idea. We acknowledge that there are many organisations that have equal, if not better, expertise in some of these areas. There are more organisations that have a much more closer relationship to the communities that we're trying to advocate on behalf of. So let's work together on this matter.